Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Masechet Seduyos, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So says the Mishnah, Kol hachotzolos, tameos tamemes, all chotzolos, a certain type of mat that's known, that's made with gemi and has like a little bit of an edge around the mat, so it can become tame with a mace, but they don't become tame from tumas madras because it's not really a mattress; it's not something that you lie on. So that's Rabbi Dosa. She the Chacham Mamrim Medras, and the Chacham say it could even become tame tumas madras because sometimes people do lie down on it. Kol haklios taharos chutz mishel galgilon, all braided things are tahar, meaning they cannot become tame, except for braided belts, Tivarebi Dosa, because the Torah says that things that have a weave are beged, that can become tameh, but things that have a braid apparently cannot become tameh, whereas a belt is a tachshit, and the tachshit will be able to become tameh. The Chamorim kulum tameos chutz mishal tzamarim, and the Chum say no, braided things can all become tameh, except for the ropes that wool, the people who sell wool are used to using, because things that are braided, it's the same as things that are woven. It's very similar. So but when it comes to the ropes that are made that for the people who deal with wool, they don't become tame because it's a different kind of braiding. It's a braiding that does not resemble weaving because it's a very loose kind of a braiding. Mishnah Hey. Hakela shebeis kibul shala oruk tameya. If you have a sling where the base kibul, the receptacle, is made out of a woven cloth, it could become tameh according to both shitos in the previous Mishnah. Vishal or, if it's made out of leather, Rabbi Dos Merakin is medar v'cham metamin. Rabbi Dos Merakin says it cannot become tameh, and the Chum say yes, it can. Nifsak beis etzpa shala tahora. If the base etzpa, the place where you put your finger, is cut in half, so it's tahor. It cannot become tameh because if you have nowhere to put your finger, then it's not a useful sling. Beis hapakia shala tameh. But if the handle is broken off, then it can still become tameh because you can use it even without the handle. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we had said that mats are tameh meis according to Rabbi Dosa, and the Chum say no, they're even tameh madras. And then we said that braided things according to Rabbi Dosa are all tahor except for one exception of galgilon, and the Chum say no, they're all tameh except for one exception, and that is the very loosely braided ropes of the wool dealers. And then in Mishnah Hey we said that a sling that where the base kibul is woven is tameh, but if the base kibul is made out of leather, that's machlo. And if the finger hole is snapped, it's tahar because it's useless, it's not a kli. And if the beis hapakia, which is the handle, is broken, then it's still going to be tameh because it's still going to be a usable sling. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav.